Welcome now to the midday for a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, once again in our Buck studio with a bit of live music, this time brought to you by some young performers who hail from various parts of Wisconsin, Stevens Point and Wanakee being particularly well represented, and bringing them in and explaining what the occasion for this collection is their one of their leaders, Pat Dercole. Welcome.
Thank you.
So it's a Suzuki program.
Yes, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary of our founding at UWSP, and these students are going to be presenting a program on Friday evening, June 16th at 7 p.m. in Mickelson Hall at the Noel Fine Arts Center on the campus of UWSP.
A very nice performing venue. And so when you say Suzuki, I think a lot of people know, but maybe some people don't know that this is a way of training some cases very young performers to get started in stringed instruments in particular.
Right. We have string instruments. We also have piano, voice, harp, guitar, and flute in our program. And we have an early childhood program as well. So we take students anywhere from 8 weeks through 8 weeks old until they're
8 weeks old.
Senior citizens, right. Right. We have a number of senior citizens in our program.
Well, 8 week olds can vocalize at least quite effectively, so there is that. Yeah, there
They're
is that
with their
at least.
Parents.
Very good. Well, our first performer from this program is a fifth grader. Did you just finish fifth grade, Chaley, or going into fifth?
I just finished.
Just finished fifth grade. She's Chaley St. Bernard, and you hail from Stevens Point, are you?
Yes.
And were you one of the 78% who lost your power during the storm?
No,
you were one of the lucky ones. Well, we're lucky to have you. And you're going to be playing a movement, first movement, from Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 20, which Beethoven liked so much that he actually used it again in his septet. So this is a familiar tune. And what do you enjoy about playing it?
I like the loud and soft parts. Especially
the louder?
The louder and soft parts.
Oh, that pretty much covers it. Good, okay. Well, here it is. The first movement is Allegro Mano Troppo from Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 20. The pianist is Chaley St. Bernard.
Thank you.
St. Bernard takes a bow after performing that first movement from Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 20. And now from a Beethoven contemporary, we're going to be hearing a work that involves two performers playing the violin, both of you. Both of you playing the violin. Let's see here. Hold on a second. And you come from Wanakee. And you are Barrett?
Yes.
And Gwen?
Mm-hmm.
And you are from, you just finished 7th and 5th grades, respectively?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you have chosen this duet. Do you perform together often? Your brother and sister, is that right? And do you perform together often?
Yes.
Sometimes.
And how does that go? Do you get along pretty well? Do you think it helps you to get along better or worse, the fact that you do this practicing together?
A lot better.
Better helps a lot.
Sounds like a consensus to me. All right. They're going to be playing the Allegro from a duet by Ignaz Pleyel. And we have then Barrett and Gwen Severson from Wanakee. Thank you. and Gwen Severson of Wanakee, Wisconsin take bows after that performance of the Allegro from a duet by Ignacio Sefpliel. And now we come to a performer. There we go. Take that up. Good. Planning ahead there from Custer, Custer, Wisconsin. This is Tori Tillotson. Just graduated from high school in Custer?
Homeschooled, actually. So
okay.
Just finished all the
homeschool
stuff.
Homeschool, high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what?
I'm going to be going off to college in the fall. So I'm going to be going to Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.
And you're going to pursue your musical studies there?
I'm going to keep them up, but I'm actually going to be looking at pre-counseling as my major.
Okay. So. Good to have a day job. And what will you be performing?
I will be performing Il Bacio by Luigi Arditi. It's a very, very fun vocal piece with lots of scales and lots of high notes.
So. And I'll tell you a funny story about Arditi if we have time after. But in the meantime, first things first, Il Bacio by Arditi.
Oh.
That was Tori Tillotson from Custer, Wisconsin. What was that song about?
That song is about a young woman who is talking to her lover, and she's telling him how much she truly loves him, and that if she could give him a kiss, that he would know how true her feelings are for him, and he would feel the same way about her.
Okay, sounds like a comedy to me. Arditi, Luigi Arditi, was also a conductor as well as a composer, and once he was given this very elaborate baton, it even had a little angel on the end of it, and so he goes to conduct this performance, and he raps on the stand with the baton, and the angel flies off and hits flute player in the forehead.
Oh, my goodness.
And Arditi has to conduct the rest of the concert with this growing bump on the forehead of his flute. So he decided on maybe simpler was better. That was a lovely, goodness. Simple song. Thank you for sharing.
You're
a very
much.
Poised performer, as are your colleagues, too. And that gets us to the final piece from this set, Tarantella by David Popper. And for this, we'll be hearing from Natalie Van Team. She's cellist, and our pianist, by the way, is Nancy Boston for the previous work and for this one also. And let's see now, you are you've just finished high school at Stevens Point, is that right?
Yes, and I'm actually also homeschooled just like Tori.
Okay, that works. Mm-hmm. And you're going where, to University of Iowa, did I hear?
Illinois,
actually,
Urbana-Champaign, yes.
Oh, okay. And what will you be doing down there?
A music performance. I'm going to be pursuing cello.
Okay, well, I hope you're able to catch it.
Thank you.
So I'm sure you will. And so David Popper, he's known as kind of a writer of these virtuoso pieces. It looks like that's what you have lined up.
Yes, and he was also a cellist, so he was able to write very well for cello, encompassing a lot of different cool techniques. So this piece is very fun and very, just a lot of fun to play and very, I don't know.
Fun.
Yeah, fun. That's a good word.
Uh-huh. It's a tarantella, with the original idea being that it's a way to dance off the effect of the bite of the tarantula.
Yes, and it's actually, you can hear that in one of the parts of the piece.
You can, okay.
Yes.
So it's a very fast, frenetic kind of showpiece. And so here it is, Tarantella by David Popper. The cellist is Natalie Van Team. Thank you. By David Popper, played by recent high school graduate from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, Natalie Van Team, and I think you'll do very well at Illinois.
Thank you very much.
You made it look very easy and made it sound very graceful, too. All of our performers are affiliated with the Eber Suzuki Center and the American Suzuki Institute, and they hail from Stevens Point and from Custer and from Wanakee, Wisconsin. And these students and some others will be performing at the Suzuki Center's 50th anniversary homecoming, which begins on June 16th, 7 p.m. at the Noel Fine Arts Center, the Mickelson Hall at Stevens Point. And I think they'll have the lights back on by then. And you can find out more if you go to ebersuzukicenter.wildapricot.org. That's what it says. Well, thanks one and all for performing, and thanks to our audience, too, and to our engineers, Steve Gotcher and Tom Blaine, and thanks to Peter Bryant.